Yeshaya Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Le'ilu Nishmas Avimori Pesel Dov and Avram Nata. So most of the Mepharshim say that this Perik, which begins Hoy, the last of the Woe Perik, we had the last Perik, Perik Lamed, was about woe to those who go and place their trust in Mitzrayim. And this one begins the same way. Hoy Hayordim Mitzrayim Ola Ezra. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. And they rely for this help, Al Susim Yishainu, on horses, because of course Mitzrayim was the center of the horse world in the ancient world, and the fastest and best horses came from Mitzrayim. Now, according to many of the Mepharshim, this parak is again targeted at the people of Yerushalayim who trust in Egypt somehow as an ally to help them out of their troubles. Mitzvah's David has his own unique take, and he says that this is, the Navi is changing audiences. Yesh lehisonon al Hoshea v'aseres hashvatim. Here, he's looking northward to the 10 tribes who may at this point have not quite been exiled yet by Ashur, and they were trusting to defend themselves against Ashur in Mitzrayim, the southern power, as their great ally. So in some ways, this parak may be continuation, but also expansion of the worries of trusting in the Egyptians. More than that, though, it's trusting in their horses, vayivtechu al rechev, and trusting in their chariots, ki rav, because there are so many, v'al parashim ki atzmu ma'od, and on the mighty riders, because they are very mighty, very strong, riding on behalf of Egypt, their army, v'lo sha'u al kadosh Yisrael, v'es Hashem lo dorashu, but they did not turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did not seek out God. So this echoes down through the generations as a comment on what happens when many of us, even today, trust a little too much in military power, in physical strength. We believe that we have to do our hishtadlus, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to our aid. But sometimes we get a little bogged down in the hishtadlus, and we think that that is the quid pro quo that results in success. Think about Israel and the Iron Dome, and how much that means, that incredible security and military weaponry, which could, of course, like any technology, fail at any time, God forbid. So we have to be very careful that we don't assume Kochi Va'otzim Yadi is the way to go, and we don't seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu for aid, assistance, and for hope. Pasuk Beis V'gam Hu Chacham V'Yaveh Ra. He too is wise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wise. And he sometimes can bring misfortune. That's Devar of Lo Hesir. He will not take back his own word. Become al base mireim. And he will rise up against the house of the wicked. Ra is in mireim. Val ezras poale oven. And against the help of evildoers. So the Jewish people don't heed Yeshaya's previous warning in Perek Lamed. And they've already gone to Egypt. And Yeshaya just says, hi, woe to you for doing this. They think HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what they're thinking, that he doesn't interfere in human affairs. But Hashem is wise in the sense that we would say he's wise to your thoughts. He's wise to your plan. He knows exactly what you're planning. And he will bring about the evil that you're afraid of. You and the wicked Egyptians, or you are the wicked and the Egyptians are the evildoers. Who's the Mereim? Who's the Poali Oven? But all of them are going to fall, especially if this is targeted at the Aseres HaShvatim. This is very, very specific and germane to what is about to happen to them. Gimel u'Mitzrayim Adam v'lo Kael. Remember, the Egyptians are men and not gods. V'lo Eil, I should say. Think about the king of Mitzrayim only going down to take care of his human needs first thing in the morning. And that's where Moshe goes and braces him and addresses him when he's proving his own humanity, even though he tries to believe, as all his followers believe, that he's a god. Men are not gods, no matter what they think. V'suseihem basar v'lo ruach. And their horses are flesh. They're not made out of spirit. V'Hashem yateh yado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stretch out his hand. When he extends his hand, v'chosh al ozer v'nof al azur, the helper will stumble, And those who are being helped, the Azur, will fall. The Yachtov Kulam Yichloyim. And together they will all perish. They will all disappear. All of this military might that we are so proud of and so trusting in is not going to save us in the end from the evil that is going to befall. Dalit Yicho Amar Hashem Eli. So this is now a second section of the parak. We'll just do the first pasuk of it, because this is what Hashem has spoken to me, says Yeshaya. Kasher Yehegeho Aryeh V'Hakafir Al Tarpo. Just as the lion or the young lion, so the Aryeh is a mature lion, the Kafir is a young lion, growls and looms over its prey, Taraf, torn apart. That's what the language used by the brothers for what happened to Yosef in their fakery over his fate. Asher Yikare Olav Melo Roim. And he's not frightened by the shouting of the shepherds, the Roim. Mikolam Lo Yechas. He's not afraid of all the noise that they make. He's not intimidated. Rumehamonam Lo Yane. Their numbers make no difference to him. Kain Yered Hashem Tzvakos Litzbo Al Har Tzion Va'al Givasa. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will descend to encamp on Har Tzion and on its hill. Meaning, the myriad of armies, now we're going back to the time of Chizkiyahu and Sancheirev, the myriad of armies encamped all surrounding Yerushalayim in the Giva, on the hill, in the area, on Har Tzion, around Yerushalayim, mean nothing. It's a meaningless show of strength before God, says the Me'am Lois. There's going to be a plague that's going to attack them, and we'll see that next.